Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying God's grace, Bible bits from 1 Peter. In this session, we'll be looking at 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 13 to 25, saved to serve. Let's read the verses just prior to our text. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 through 12, beginning with verse 1. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the pilgrims of the dispersion in Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, in sanctification of the Spirit, for obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace to you, and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who, according to his abundant mercy, has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now, for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom, having not seen your love, though now you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Of this salvation the prophets have inquired and searched carefully, who prophesied of the grace that would come to you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ who was in them was indicating when he testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glories that would follow. To them it was revealed that, not to themselves, but to us, they were ministering the things which now have been reported to you through those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, things which angels desire to look into. Grace is introduced in these first 12 verses of the book of 1 Peter. Verses 1 and 2 speak of the source. The Father chose us, the Son justified us, and the Holy Spirit sanctified us. Verses 3 through 12 present the perspective, the past anticipation, the present trials, and the future hope. Look at Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 10. For by grace you've been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Salvation is God's gift through grace by Jesus as Savior. And accepted salvation has responsibilities with Jesus as Lord. We're saved to good works, not by good works. And we can see four aspects of God's grace in our text for this session. First, there is the responsibility of grace. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13 down to verse 17. Therefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not conforming yourselves to the former lusts, as in your ignorance, but as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. And if you call on the Father, who without partiality judges according to each one's work, conduct yourselves throughout the time of your stay here in fear. Several phrases in this passage are key to understanding it. Gird up the loins of your mind. Get your mind focused for action. It says in Proverbs 23:7, for as he thinks in his heart, so he is. Proverbs 4:23, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. The Israelites at the Passover in Egypt, they were ready for the journey of life. In Exodus chapter 12, verse 11, and thus you shall eat it, with a belt on your waist, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. So you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. Be sober. Well, this is about always being alert, never having your mind dulled by anything. Rest your hope. Look back at verses 3 and 4. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who, according to his abundant mercy, has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you. It says, as obedient children, be obedient. Be separate from your old life of ignorance of truth. Be holy in all your conduct. It's summed up in verse 16. Be holy, for I am holy. And then it says, conduct yourselves throughout the time of your stay here in fear. We're to live like aliens, not from here. If judges work, here is where purpose in life comes from. Once saved, Christians only remain on earth to serve God. The lost person cannot understand it and despairs because there's no purpose in life for him. So he has no hope. And then second, there is the purchase of grace. Verses 18 to 20. Knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. He indeed was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. Why should we fear the Lord? Well, there's three reasons. Corruptible things, aimless conduct. We can't save ourselves. The best of this world and creation, it's not enough. Without blemish, without spot. Salvation required a perfect sacrifice. Only God could pay that price. Foreordained before the foundation of the world. Christ's sacrifice was planned in eternity past. It was all done for us. God has a double claim on us. He created us and he redeemed us. And then third, there is the purpose of grace. Verses 21 to 23. Who through him believe in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God, since you purified your soul in obeying the truth through the Spirit in sincere love of the brethren, love one another fervently with a pure heart, having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. You have purified your souls in obeying the truth. This refers to verses 18 to 20, salvation received. Read again, verse 21 and 23 without verse 22. What's sandwiched in between is love of the brethren. John 13, verse 35. Jesus said, by this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. It says sincere, fervently, pure heart. This pictures the pure agape love of 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 through 8. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. The sense of verse 22 points to motivation. Salvation by grace produces works. And fourth, there is the permanence of grace. Verses 24 and 25. Because all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of the grass withers and its flower falls away, but the word of the Lord endures forever. Now, this is the word which by the gospel was preached to you. The difference between the old life and the new life, well, flesh withers and the adornments or the work of life falls off. But the salvation preached from God's word endures forever. Look again at verses 3 and 4. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you. Listen, eternal security is crystal clear in verse 4. Don't let anybody try to dissuade you from that understanding and that confidence. What is the call of Peter's message? Respond to the gospel. The Romans Road, John 3:16. Respond to the calling to be a living sacrifice, holy in all behavior. Romans chapter 12 and verse 2. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good an acceptable and perfect will of God. And the love of the brethren. John 13 and verse 34. Jesus said, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. You think about that, and you have a great day.